Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
And fun. you do is run away. All you do is run away.
Try, baby, don't forget me. We deserve to have it all. I refuse to watch you fall. Let me spend forever knowing you. Stranger, stranger. About timing, where'd we go wrong? I will take you to the end of the earth, 'cause you're the only one who brings the best kind of hurt. And finally, I know what I deserve, and it's you.
Ray Hunter, you are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Our guest in the studio this evening, based on our time already in here, I'm not sure if they're still drunk from Friday night and the EP release show at Our Wicked Lady.
we get that a lot.
Where's the live video shoot for that point?
There's only one raging alcoholic in this room.
And he's behind the mic. You are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Matt Tack. We are here every Monday evening at 8 o'clock, bringing you the music of Brooklyn and beyond to the world. And I am joined in the studio by every stinking member of Grey Hunter.
We have nothing better to do.
Take a day off of work just for this.
The great city of... The great city of New York City, you guys all don't have anything better to do than have everybody come in to Radio Free Brooklyn. It's fantastic. So first, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
How do you guys feel about Friday?
Amazing.
Feel awesome.
We were absolutely blown away with the response. One, with the EP, two, with the show that we did, and we couldn't ask for any more.
Yeah, all that, all those people coming out to support, there are people that I didn't really expect to even show up, my...
Complete strangers. Hence the song name.
I didn't expect strangers to be there in this public place. I'm still a little bit overwhelmed. It was really awesome.
It was really awesome. And so we opened our show tonight with the band who opened for you on Friday night. That is Ode to No One, their song, Every Quarter, from their album Levitate, which was out in 2016. They were my guests in 2017. They were fantastic. Holding down the middle spot was War Park, who first time I've seen them. They were my guests. They were really freaking good.
That was so cool.
Yeah, I love those
guys. I was very, very impressed by them, and then you guys
all
brought
the
house down.
Both bands sound
amazing. You guys. War Park had a really great show, and then Grey Hunter was after.
Well, and then the place got really stinking crowded by the time you guys were on stage.
I've never sweat
that's,
so much.
Yeah, that was
really?
Yeah, that was intense.
It was so hot, we took our shoes off.
We did.
That's true.
Now you preemptively removed your shoes in preparation for.
There goes the urban for the sweating. Yeah.
No, that's the thing we do at every show, though.
Yeah. That they ventilate their heat from their feet. That's why they both take their shoes.
It's where we draw our power source.
So here's a good thing. Since I was hanging out by the, I was one of those people hanging out at the bar by Maurice and staying out of the way.
Hi, Maurice.
But
sorry, we didn't.
So you guys overwhelmed the people at Our Wicked Lady. I do not believe that they were expecting the turnout that you guys are having. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
No, we're all
because I heard the bartender going like, there's like, we called somebody else in to come out and like and assist with the bar because there's so many people here. And like, he was stressed at one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, last Friday we went there and we told him. Game 7 days away. We showed up and we said, we're coming next Friday. Are you ready? And he said, yes. and that was a lie.
But the thing with that.
But what you're saying is that he wasn't really sure what he was ready for.
Right. Yes. Right, we weren't specific in the question.
It was a different person.
Yeah. Are you ready for the worst night of your life?
It's also a different dude.
So you asked some guy whether he was ready, and he was like, "Yeah, but he wasn't there when
he
you guys did your
there.
Show."
Yeah, the guy next to us.
No, but seriously, that's the thing. Like, we were all completely blown away because we thought we were just playing in this crappy little bar. It's not crappy.
No.
Did you drop a C-bomb?
I dropped the C-bomb. No, they're great. But no, we were even more blown away because we saw more people than we were expecting. Like, we were not really expecting that much because, one, we were the headlining act. Two, it was stupid late.
And was we did. Late? What time did we go on? I don't remember.
I don't think it was late. I was excited.
It was like 9:45.
I think it was
late. It's late for me.
It's late for
like 9:45.
For Rich, it's like 2 a.m.
That's when I come out of my coffin. 9:45. That's like,
come on, guys. I'm a freaking drummer. Give me a break.
How do you know there's a bad drummer at your front door?
How do I know if there's a bad drummer on my front door? Oh, yeah. God. It's a joke.
It's a drummer joke.
It's a drummer joke.
His knock speeds up. Okay, so the first show was Arlene's last year.
This year.
Yeah.
This year.
This past May.
This in May. Yeah. This May.
Really?
Yeah.
That was our first show.
Oh, yeah. not in December of 2017.
December 2017, I played with a different lineup. I hired some session players.
Racious.
She's the only businesswoman in this band, so it's racious people.
Yeah, my people.
Okay. So the first lineup for you guys as a group was in May.
Yes.
That's right.
What was the difference from May to now?
We've gotten along. We've never fight with each other.
We actually know the songs now.
Yeah, that's
it's really weird. You know,
true story. We all had it on like on sheets of paper in front of us for like the first few months, and then when it came to the first week, the week before we were going to go on for Arlene's, we all just took the music stands and we're like, "Well, let's try it. Play it without the sheet music."
Total disaster. Couldn't do it.
Awful.
Yeah, worst I remember. Experience. I remember Dave was like, wait, we're gonna have the music stands at Arlene's, right? And we were just like, dude, nope.
How tall are the music stands at Arlene's? Just so I can feel it out.
Grey Hudson for the first show was gonna be an orchestral band.
We were gonna have a conductor and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
You have a conductor up on stage.
He does do a lot of hand motion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, they weren't really directed at you guys, but if that's what you're getting from it all,
then I'm doing Rich.
Something. Then you're doing something.
We don't follow Rich. We follow you. We follow you and your hand motion.
I didn't even know I did hand motion. All right.
And
maybe she's Italian.
And chest thumps.
Oh, that's just heart palpitations that I have in the middle of my set.
So wait, you're sort of like kickstarting your heart during the middle of the song?
Yeah, that's me trying to like breathe.
You ever take jumper cables on a car?
Sure.
And you do, yeah, that's exactly what
that's me on stage.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what that is.
We're going to be in for a treat this evening, if you don't think we are already with the band in the studio having a great time. We're going to get to hear a live acoustic version from the band. So while we get that set up, let's hear from somebody else who's just had a new release. They're out of Baltimore. They're called Them Animals. Put them on your contact list if you guys are going to go down to Baltimore, because I think you guys would do a cool show together. And then when we come back, we're going to hear from Raisha and Dave live in the studio. You are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. Live on the Roden Hour from the studio at Radio Free Brooklyn, it is Grey Hunter.
Get up, put your clothes on, honey. He's gonna be home any minute now. The time's a charm, you're still no lady. Hey, come back, kid, you know the way out. Don't breathe a word to anyone about this, 'cause we've got nothing else to hold. My right is wrong.
cold and dark at night. Meet me in the middle. Meet me in the middle. There has got to be a better way to fill my void. But all I see is black or white. Meet me in the middle. Meet me in the middle. From running, stay away from the lines. Trust me, shut the fuck up. You had it coming. I know it's luring you. Don't let it bury you.
Listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is what Brooklyn sounds like. So Grey Hunter is some sort of rock band from New York City. That sounds like so freaking backhanded.
Thank you so much. I needed that.
What? Like, that sounds like just so flippant. Like, who are these guys? Yeah, they're some rock band. From there,
we really
New York
are
City.
Some rock
That's
band.
That's right. That's who we are.
Yeah. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Roots on
Yeah, we're not a serious band.
That's right. No, we will pack the house, but we are not serious.
We're as close to a live jam band as it gets.
Let's go.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I did think from the live performance that there were certainly some elements of funk in your show.
Yes.
Okay. Very much so. No, but I'm serious. It's like people are so much but wanting to put themselves in a genre and sort of like sub-genre and break it down even further. And you guys are just like, we're a rock band.
We don't care.
Just come out to the show, have a good time, buy the EP, and enjoy.
Yeah. I think, because I would get that question a lot for a lot of the songs that we've written and performed. And they'll say, so, you know, what kind of band are you? And I'll say, oh, yeah, we're a rock band. And for, you know, people who don't know music past that, they won't ask anything. But then there will be the ones like, oh, what kind of rock? And I'm like, oh, you know.
A little bit of everything. Oh, try.
And then the worst part is that they'll ask, like, you know, what kind of bands do you sound like? And I think the beauty of this band and our music is that we come from all different backgrounds and it shows in the music. So it's not fair to pick. One band. It's not fair to pick one genre.
We're a little bit of everything. I mean, our personalities really come out in the music, and it's more of a generally kind of a feel type of thing that we're doing. That we don't necessarily have to categorize ourselves as a genre. We're a little bit of everything. Like,
yeah, you know, we sound like us. Like knowing these four other guys, like it sounds like what would happen if the five of us got into a room together. And it's just us. As simple as that sounds, it just sounds like us. I don't know.
No, what would happen if five of us got into a room and we have 5-6 packs of beer?
Exactly.
My favorite
that's the creative process.
Is it the Twitter bio or which bio is it? As it's like some sort of igneous metamorphic or sedimentary rock.
Yeah, that's the Instagram and Twitter. I'm very proud of that one. Mm-hmm. Earth science was my favorite subject in middle school, so I'm really proud that I remember.
So on a side note,
I didn't have to Google any spellings. I just want to. I've known
Raisha since elementary school. She was never ever a science theorist.
So what is the backstory then about you all getting together? Because you do seem to get along really well, which I think if people are going to perform, it's a key.
Right.
So it started with these two.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you too.
No one really knows the backstory.
Okay, so there are five different versions. All right, if we're being super like technical here, it started with me.
Right.
Session players, you know.
That would be Raisha.
It started with her other band. That's what it is. Yeah.
And then I actually auditioned Rich and Alan at the same time. I'd known Rich since elementary school. I'd known Alan since college. And I feel like they just have the same personality. And I was like, they'll be fine. The two Daves I found on Tinder. I'm just kidding. I found them.
We've been partners for a decade. We raised pit bulls together.
Yeah.
She swiped right on both of them.
Came to the city not knowing what the future held.
Yeah.
I found these guys on Craigslist like in March, actually.
Actually, you know what?
We were a joint deal, actually.
Starting a band via Tinder would be pretty funny. It would be pretty cool.
That'd be hilarious.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm starting another band. It's called Tinder Hunter.
I was going to say, you call it Tinderbox.
Tinderbox, right.
That works.
Now, when you got everybody in the same room with those various six packs, how quickly did the idea sort of come up that if we're going to do this, we want to do it so we can record and we can put something out?
I think it was kind of an experiment in itself. Like, Raisha just had the first show at Arlene's that she needed to take care of.
That was pretty much the beta tester of the whole thing. Yeah, because we were just, okay, we're a band. We're going to play at a show. But then during our performance, I'm not even kidding you, the room filled up in a heartbeat. We were the opening act.
It was empty at first.
It was very empty at first.
Completely empty, doors open, and it was packed immediately, which was ridiculous to me. Like, I'd never seen any venue pull up so quickly, and it was like really validating. Like,
right, and
we're doing something really.
So at that point, that's where we thought, hey, maybe we're getting somewhere with this.
And when we stopped playing, the room emptied again.
Just for the record.
There was this Smith. No, I kid you not.
People for 30 minutes, and then they all left.
The second act was this Smith's cover band, and everybody just left the room.
They're what? I don't.
Which
remember.
Is sad because the Smiths were really good.
I don't remember any of them.
Sure, but it kind of doesn't go well on a bill with a band playing original music. Right. Yeah.
I mean, we've worked. I mean, the EP itself was the bigger beta tester of the whole thing, because we had no idea what the response was going to be, and we just wanted there's a lot of it, but it makes sense. But no, it's like
we're only beta testing
for this beta test, and
we're the lab rat in the music industry. That's what we are.
Zero follow through. That's right.
But no, it's seriously. It's the response was fantastic, and like we said before, we put our heart and soul, all of us equally worked so hard with this. I couldn't be more proud of what the outcome of this whole thing
was. Stop.
Now,
don't cry, Raisha.
Did you all have like studio recording experience before this?
I do.
Started?
Yeah.
I do.
No, very little. Yeah.
So,
a little bit.
No. I've had now. Okay. So now I got to go into the whole thing.
So I'm actually like, I'm going to shut you down. Here, let's just do this with this mic. Go on. No, so I'm actually then much more curious about the Daves. Your experience then going into the studio for the first time working with people who'd been there before. Like, because now this seems, so it seems like to be a little bit more of a step. Like I say, you guys came from Raising Pit Bulls. But, you know, you join the band and then all of a sudden it's
rescued,
like, all right.
Rescued.
Rescued Pit Bulls. I'm sorry. So now you've sort of joined the band and said, okay, we're going to record, you know, we're going to be playing original music live, and now we're going to record it. And that seems to be like, boom, boom, boom. We're going quickly with it.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to do that personally. So it was definitely a big thing for me.
We were very lucky. We found a guy, Jeet, if you're listening. Oh, he made it so easy.
We love you.
We love him with all our hearts. Yeah. He made everything so easy.
He's another family member.
It wasn't daunting or like these are things people can be afraid. You know, he gave us everything.
He treated us like family.
You know, he made the whole thing so familiar. You know, it really wasn't even a big deal.
He also kind of understood where we wanted to take it musically and just like let us get there as opposed to kind of forcing a sound upon us. He just kind of
asked us about
guitar tones and like making sure we were comfortable with every take that we did, and also pushed us to do better at the same time.
We love you, G.
Yeah.
Did that strike you as odd? Is that what you expected, or did you expect somebody to be cracking the whip going?
I don't know. I didn't really have any expectations myself. Like, it's definitely good that he was that way, you know? But I feel like at the same time, like, we also have a general idea of how we wanted things to go, too, and how we wanted things to sound. Like, it does, I think the four songs really do capture the way we do sound live pretty well.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I think that they're very powerful on the EP.
They're powerful and they're not, like, too produced. They still sound very, like, just organic, you know? It's just, there's nothing else besides live instrumentation on it anyway, you know? Yeah.
And tell me the name of the individual in the studio where you did the recording.
His name's Jeet Paul. He's awesome. His own company is Synergy Audio.
He goes to, it's called Engine Room Audio. It's 42 Wall Street. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 42 Broadway. Right by Wall Street.
Okay.
It's near the bull.
It's near the bull.
No, guys, it's near the little girl standing in front of the bull.
Right. Okay. It's closer to the girl than the bull.
It is.
You mean the third place in the city where all the protests are?
Ooh, that's the name of the next EP.
It's near the girl near
it's
the bull.
Closer to the girl. Than
it's closer to.
Oh my God! Someone write that down. I'm gonna forget it.
Hold on, I got you. I got you, fam.
Well, let's hear another track from the EP. Which is called Come Back Kid and is available on Bandcamp, greyhunter.bandcamp.com. And I hope it's been selling like hotcakes.
Hotcakes aren't very expensive. So, yes, they have been. So yes, they've been selling that's like true. Hotcakes.
So funny.
And then we're gonna follow it with a track by a band out of Italy called the Pee Wees. And you want to guess the name of what their song is?
Is it Hotcakes?
No, it's Stranger.
Oh, no.
You're listening to The Road Now on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We never thought.
How was your day? Working hard and it's hardly working. That's a pretty shade of red, by the way. How did she taste? I hope it was completely worth it. God forbid her lipstick go to waste. I know it's the thrill of the chase. Can't see why it's so innate. You don't need to pick and choose. I'm bound to always lose. Just tell me why you hold it so far but so damn high. I've been right here waiting for you to be truly mine. You're far too late. Should have thought to play these. Yourself first, that's what they say. So what was her name? If I can try to be just like her, maybe you can love me just the same. The feel of your hands on the waist, the way she calls your name, haunts me every day. Just tell me why you hold it so far but don't.
Pee-wees, their song Stranger. And before that, we heard from our guest in the studio this evening, Gray Hunter, Hyperdrive, off their recently released EP, Comeback Kid. I would like to invite everybody out to the Radio Free Brooklyn holiday party, which is going to be Thursday, December 13th. So everybody here in the room is welcome. It is from 7 to 10 p.m. at Braven Brewing Company, which is around the corner from us at 52 Harrison Place. So if you go and RSVP at radiofreebrooklyn.org/holiday2018, you get 2 free beer tickets. Yay!
Oh, don't say free beer in front of her.
You get 2 free beer tickets at the party, plus access to an exclusive VIP area.
With more beer?
With more beer? Sure.
So here's what's going to happen. Everybody just give Rachel your tickets. That's all.
So obviously, we're a local and community radio station, and we're going to go out and we're going to support a local brewery. Awesome. And enjoy the holiday season with that. Friday was fantastic. The next one is
January 26th, excuse me, at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn.
And who are you playing with?
We are playing with The Values and
Pink Clouds.
Okay. So,
thought it was in Manhattan.
Where are we playing?
What band are we?
Guys, we're traveling overseas by next month.
So, if I may ask, Raisha, did you, all the songs that are on the EP,
yes,
did you already have them formed by the time these guys came in?
I did.
Yeah, I'd say so for the most part.
Yeah, I told them that, like, you know, obviously I don't know how to write for drums or bass or guitar. Like, I just had the chords and the rhythm and the cues. And, you know, obviously the melody and lyrics all, you know, written out. And I told them all, I was like, just add to it what you want. Like, you'll know if I like it, if during rehearsal, like, I'll look at you and be like, yes, keep doing that. And that's actually how our songs developed. It was like, yeah, just rehearsing it over and over. And I would like look at them individually and be like, that's the one, keep playing that. It was a lot of positive reinforcement.
which is cool. Cause I mean, Raisha comes from a jazz background. So she basically has them written up as almost jazz charts, but they're the way that the songs sound. They kind of just built themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, so with a lot of the songs, I'm going to ask you this question. Why would anyone want to date in New York City?
Wow. I just asked myself this question before leaving the house. I just asked myself this question.
It's a fair question.
Wait, are you saying that in response? Is that a question that comes up from listening to my
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to know the answer.
well, no, I'm curious.
Really,
here we go.
No. I mean, I enjoy the songs, and I like some of the stories that the songs tell, and I can definitely relate to some of those from, you know, way back when. But I sort of also think that being in New York City, things are taken to the next level towards some of the stories that you're telling in those songs. And that the situation's just maybe like much greater than what I experienced.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in case no one noticed, I am a woman. So.
What?
Wait. So, I thought it was just a bunch of dudes hanging out.
Dudes hanging out.
So, yeah. So, dating for me is definitely different. You know, dating for women in general is just very, very different. We have to be a lot more cautious about different things. We are definitely victimized more. We're attacked more, whether it's like subtle, whether it's like aggressive, you know. But I was actually having a conversation with a good friend of mine about this. And it made me really think about why I wrote this EP. And, you know, I was just sort of like fiddling around with like ideas about, you know, how to explain what this EP is about. And I basically fiddled with it. And it's basically, the way I thought about it was that each song was about, you're making it really hard to be serious right now, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Each song is about a different type of rock bottom and how despite those different scenarios, you can still, you know, find love. And if you don't want to find, like, even if it's, if whether it's romantic, platonic, you know, familial, you know, you can find love, you can find happiness despite reaching those points in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I was discussing with a friend, like, I still don't see, despite all the stuff that I've been through and like all of my women friends have been through, I just still don't see any reason to, you know, stop.
Give up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I might be really dumb. I don't know. This is my second beer. I don't
know. No, I'm just trying to get more understanding about some of the songs. Like I say, they're not depressing. I'm not saying it that way. I mean, but there's that edge to them in terms of the story, but they're also presented, I think, in a very sort of uplifting type manner.
There's a lot of emotion. It's really, I mean, she's a freaking genius when it comes to writing music.
Yeah.
Stop. You're that's making true. Me
yeah. But
she's going to have a third beer
premise,
now.
Right. I mean, the premise beer. Of the whole thing is really not to, I mean, it's uplifting, but it's also, we're trying to reach out to these, you know, to people like everyday New York City people that are going through some sort of a struggle, whether it's relationship, whether it's financial, whether it's practically anything.
Oh, I should write a song about financial struggles. Right. That's a good one.
You got no money.
I think it's a Lady Gaga song.
It is a Lady Gaga song.
Can I just inherently just like accidentally sing a Lady
Wow.
Gaga
yeah.
So yeah.
That's a first for this show.
I'm going to put on my poker face.
Alan.
Because you know what? It's a pun.
Oh, my God.
So not to keep it serious, but you guys are getting along really well, and you guys seem to have a lot of fun on stage. How do you make sure that this sort of feeling stays?
We only see each other once every other week. It's all about space.
It's every week.
A marriage, but it's not.
Yeah.
No. Well, when we have a show coming up, we will see each other like 1 to 2 times a week.
Oh no, I consider these guys like friends for life.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I feel like we're still in our honeymoon phase. There goes my classic trust issues. Who knows? I might be writing a song about you guys.
So we have a thing. So hold on. We have a thing within us called Ghost in the Band. So she's gonna pick and choose who she's gonna ghost.
Jokes, yeah. Yeah, I will ghost the band. Yeah, I don't know. I do want to say I've been in other bands besides this, and I am really surprised by the chemistry that we all have.
It's very sarcastic.
It is very sarcastic.
That's just my voice being naturally low in tone, Rich.
Way to be insensitive, Richard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but we all get along really well. Maybe it is the honeymoon phase. Maybe it's like something more. Ugh, here I am getting all like gushy.
No. I think it is a key to sort of keep all that lines of communication open. And you know, you've just had an incredibly high and fun evening, and it's great now to like, I think, look at it and go like, okay, we got to keep working at that to keep recreating that whole experience.
We just casually do it. I mean, there is a point where we have to buckle down and be serious about it, but at the same time, it's kind of like we're just hanging out.
It's like 10% work and then 90% sleepy on the couch.
Yeah,
there's also double the amount of joke songs there are real songs. And if we get famous, we'll release them.
The joke songs double EP.
There's gonna be a B-side to those joke songs.
Okay, so that's the third EP then, right? Because we've already got the title for the second EP.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's right, because we have the second one.
Is anybody writing this shit down?
You wrote it down.
You said you were writing it down.
Yeah, you were like, I got you, fam, and then you put your phone away.
So look, for people listening, their next show is going to be January 26th in the new year, and you're going to make it part of your New Year's commitment to go out and support local music and go out and see more live local music. So at the Knitting Factory with the Values and the Pink Louds, that after seeing the band at our Wicked Lady, I think you really need to put it on your calendar, circle that date on your calendar, and go out and see the band. I think you guys playing on that bigger stage, bigger sound system, I think it will be a ton of fun. So, you know, we gave props to Luis from Ode to No One, that giving him a bigger stage to parade around. I think you having that greater space to be up on there and thumping your chest and commanding the crowd. I'm sure there's going to be a few times where you'll lean out over the stage monitor and shake your fist at the crowd. And I think that's what people need to go out for, to support the live music. So It's January 26th at the Knitting Factory. Find the EP, greyhunter.bandcamp.com. Four songs, $4.
Spotify.
It's really good.
Spotify.
Apple Music. Yeah. Apple.
Yes.
iTunes. He's overwhelmed with all of
yeah.
He just gave up.
Remember, when you play the band's music on Spotify, eventually they get paid. Maybe not right away. But eventually they
something's
get.
Better than nothing, guys.
Yes. Yes. And to help them get more gigs, please like and follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and or Facebook, or all of them. It's a crazy world, but that's the way it works, and people look at that type of stuff.
Or someone from MySpace.
Yeah, no, yeah. Drop them off the MySpace page. So we are going to close out with another track from the EP, Survivor, which is certainly one of the things that we were just talking about, and then a brand new release from our friend Eden James. Anyone want to guess what the title of the brand new release from Eden James is?
Stranger.
Strange.
Who said Stranger? I'm going to buy somebody of you right
and
now.
This is why I encourage you to go out and see this band, because it's just going to be tons of fun. So please stick around for Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane coming up at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn with Gray Hunter in the studio. Catch you on the flip side.
get over her, honey? Can I get over her with you? You got the brains, you got that body. You better just pull me through. I gotta get over her, honey. Can I get over her with you? I gotta get over her, honey. Can I get over her? By the way she would rescue my heart, I wept the one time she denied. But she's still on my mind like a spear in my side. Can't stand it no more. Gonna make a new friend tonight. Tonight. You say I don't even know you, honey. Well, I don't even know myself. You say I don't even know you, honey. Hey, I don't even know myself. But stay here in the moonlight and let her get to know us both. You know I'm getting older, honey, but you're getting older too. You know that I'm getting older, honey, but you're getting older too. And now we see the young life. I wanna get old and bold with you. I looked upon the way she would rescue my heart. I wept the one time she could not. But she's still on my mind like a spear in my side. I can't stand it no more. I'm gonna make a new friend tonight. A new friend tonight. Like a stranger. You say I'm getting older, honey. Well, you're getting older too.